This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, June 7th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Stabenow, no new funding for the farm bill. Crop insurance, a top priority for farmers in survey. Stabenow, no new funding for the farm bill. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow says there's no new money to be had for the upcoming farm bill. That means that funding increases and programs are going to require taking money from somewhere else within the bill. So we have this baseline, but that's it, she told reporters yesterday. She reiterated that the newly passed debt ceiling bill claimed savings that could have been used in the farm bill. We have been asking both in the House and Senate for additional dollars from the Budget Committee. Even a few billion more would have been very helpful, but instead, we really lost all the flexibility that we thought we had, Stabenow said. Now take note. While speaking at the Nutrition Incentive Hub's national convening yesterday, Stabenow specifically warned the audience not to expect additional funding for the Gus Schumacher Nutrition Incentive Program, or GUSNIP, which provides fresh produce to low-income people. We want to increase the dollars, but I'm telling you as someone who cares deeply about this, that a win for us this time may look like preserving what we have so we can move forward. Stabenow also reiterated to reporters that she won't allow the conservation funding in the Inflation Reduction Act funding to be redirected. I mean, the farm bill is about mitigating farmers' risk. The biggest risk they have now is the climate crisis. And so, if we want to help them mitigate risk, we need to keep those dollars in the conservation programs that they want us to use. No surprise, crop insurance, top priority for farmers in survey. The latest monthly survey of farmers by Purdue University and the CME Group found that nearly half, or 48%, believe the crop insurance title is the most important part of the farm bill to their operations. The commodity title came in second, ranking number one by 25% of the respondents. Now take note. Corn and soybean growers were asked specifically what they expect Congress to do about price loss coverage reference prices. Some 45% of those producers say they expect reference prices to be increased. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. House Committee advances bill to expand whole milk offerings. The House Education and the Workforce Committee approved the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act by a voice vote yesterday. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson, a Pennsylvania Republican who also serves on the committee, said the school kids should have the option to drink whole milk at school with 3.5% milk fat, up from the now permitted 1%, 2%, and skim milk options. Thompson said the bill allows children milk choice options and allows a continued range of choices. He also argued that if more students consumed whole milk instead of heavy sugar caffeinated beverages, it would reduce childhood obesity. Democrats on the committee objected to the expansion of whole milk options, saying it does not follow the federal dietary guidelines or the American Heart Association guidelines. Ranking member Bobby Scott, a Virginia Democrat, said he was discouraged by Republicans in proposing to break our committee's long bipartisan practice to not consider standalone child nutrition legislation outside of a child nutrition reauthorization. Rural co-op CEO tells lawmakers emission rules would be costly. Patrick O'Loughlin, the president and chief executive officer of an Ohio-based rural electric utility co-op, told a panel of lawmakers yesterday that proposed EPA rules to limit greenhouse gas emissions from fossil fuel-fired power plants would force his company to shut down 4 coal-fired plants that provide more than 80% of its energy requirements before 2030. O'Loughlin, who works for Buckeye Power Incorporated and Ohio Rural Electric Cooperative Incorporated, told the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee that it would take his company, quote, several billion dollars of investment to replace this energy with renewable resources. He said replacing the energy output of just 1 600-megawatt Cardinal unit would require more than 1,500 megawatts of solar, which would take 6,000 acres of land and cost at least $1.5 billion. That is to replace just the energy output and not the other reliability services our coal units provide, and certainly won't help the cold winter nights like we experienced this past Christmas, O'Loughlin said. EU extends deal to let countries ban sales of Ukrainian grain. The European Commission has extended by about 4 months a provision that allows 5 Eastern European countries to ban the imports of Ukrainian grain so long as they allow the grain to pass through their borders to the other nations. The EU allowance that resulted from farmer unrest in Bulgaria, Hungary, Poland, Romania, and Slovakia over cheap Ukrainian grain flooding local markets was scheduled to end June 5th, but now will last through September 15th, the Commission says. These exceptional and temporary measures fully respect the EU's strong commitment to support Ukraine and preserve its capabilities to export its grains, which are critical to feed the world and keep food prices down in the face of the challenges posed by the unprovoked Russian aggression against Ukraine and its civilians, the Commission said in a statement. FAS requests members for advisory committees. The Foreign Agriculture Service, seeking members for its Agricultural Policy Advisory Committee and related Agricultural Technical Advisory Committees, the ATACs, for trade. In a Federal Register notice, FAS said it was renewing charters for the committees to obtain, quote, detailed policy and technical advice, information and recommendations regarding trade barriers, negotiation of trade agreements, and implementation of existing trade agreements affecting food and agricultural products. The ATACs will address animals and animal products, fruits and vegetables, grains, feed, oil seeds and planting seeds, processed foods, sweeteners and sweetener products, and tobacco, cotton, peanuts, and hemp. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, June 7th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.